With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. America's employers dialed back their hiring last month, and the unemployment rate ticked up a notch.
The Labor Department reports an increase of 0.1% from 4.1 to 4.2%, where it's remained for the past 13 months. The department estimates the number of unemployed in the U.S. at some 7.2 million people. Earlier this week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell assessed the U.S. job market as stable.
The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment.
The report says the economy added 72,000 jobs in July, but revised the previous 2 months of payroll statistics down by 258,000 jobs, negating those previously reported gains. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump has signed an executive order boosting tariffs on dozens of America's trading partners.
The order was issued shortly after 7 p.m. Thursday. It came after a flurry of tariff-related activity in the last several days, as the White House announced agreements with various nations and blocs ahead of the president's self-imposed Friday deadline. The tariffs are being implemented later for the rate schedule to be harmonized. Taiwan will have tariffs set at 20%, Pakistan at 19%, and Israel, Iceland, Fiji, Ghana, Guyana, and Ecuador among the countries with imported goods taxed at 15%. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Flooding spawned by powerful storms swept the mid-Atlantic and the Northeast overnight, claiming the life of a 13-year-old Maryland boy who was swept into a drainage pipe. Arkansas authorities say Andrew McGann has confessed to stabbing a couple to death in a state park in front of their two young daughters. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down about 523 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off 339, and the S&P trading 82 points in the red. This is SRN News. Clergymen have a request for President Trump.
A group of 40 Southern Baptist pastors and leaders have sent a letter to Mr. Trump urging him to crack down on the trafficking in abortion pills. Specifically, they're concerned about those who sell abortifacient drugs to women in states with pro-life laws that bar the use of those products. The letter encourages the president to, quote, instruct the Department of Justice to enforce the Comstock Act to protect states' rights to uphold pro-life laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order aimed at supporting men and boys' mental health and lowering suicide rates among them. The order directs the California Health and Human Services Agency to recommend ways to address suicide rates among young men, including with mental health, education, and career opportunity solutions. Newsom wants to run for president in 2028. He's been moving in a more conservative direction of late. This is SRN News. A growing number of parents are opting not to have their young children vaccinated.
U.S. kindergarten vaccination rates inched down again last year, and the proportion of children with exemptions rose to a new all-time high of 4.1%, up from 3.3% the year before. It's the third record-breaking year in a row for the exemption rate. The vast majority are parents avoiding shots for non-medical reasons. Public health officials focus on vaccination rates for kindergarten because schools can be cauldrons for germs and launching pads for community outbreaks. Currently, the U.S. is experiencing its worst year for measles spread in more than three decades. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Today, the National Transportation Safety Board is wrapping up its public testimony about the fatal midair crash between an Army helicopter and a commercial jet back in January. More details, SRNNews.com.